BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history, but fortunately for us, God wrote it down all in His prophecies what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective, for without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the prophecy news headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on. Let's get down to today's show. It's Sledgehammer Show number 435. It's called The Arrogance of Evil. Evil is really showing that it doesn't care about what anybody thinks, and it's just bringing it straight through to you, wherever you are, not caring. Let me introduce myself to you. I'm Rav Hanun ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people following the Word of God from Genesis through to the book of Revelation. You can come out any Saturday, that's Shabbat, at 11 o'clock for worship, the news, and the Word of God from a biblical perspective. Come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. You don't have to be Jewish to be worshiping with us. You just have to be wanting to seek the truth. So come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. If you'd like to let us know a topic that you'd like to see on the Sledgehammer Show, or if you love or hate the show, send an email to info@thesledgehammershow.com. And if you would support the show, that'd be great. Send a check or money order to Beth Goyim. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue Extension in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim, 800 West 3rd Avenue Extension in Lexington, North Carolina. Let's start out, as we always do our show, with the Word of God. What we're going to be talking about today is, as I said, evil has no boundaries. Evil has no boundaries. And as we look at the Word of God today, in Bereshit, in Genesis 19, verse 4 and 5, this is talking about Saddam. But before they could go to bed, the men of the city surrounded the house, young and old, every one from every neighborhood of Saddam. They called Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to stay with you tonight? Bring them out to us. We want to have sex with them." Okay, so we're not focusing on that they're homosexuals. What we're focusing on is a little bit of that, but the arrogance of these people, the absolute hatred of anybody, not caring about their opinion, not caring if they wanted to have sex with them, not caring if they were heterosexual or homosexual. They just said, "Bring them out to us. We want to have sex with them." And it's and what we're really looking at is that they didn't care. They were going to gang rape those two, what they thought as men, and they didn't care what those people thought. Okay, they didn't give a damn. Okay, they just wanted to do what they wanted to do, and they didn't care what those people thought. So verse 9, "Stand back," they replied, "this guy came to live here, and now he's decided to play judge, for that will deal worse with you than with them." Then they crowded in on Lot in order to get close enough to break down the door. Okay, so now in this next verse, what we're showing is that they didn't care what Lot thought. They didn't care what Lot thought. And they said, "We're going to deal worse with you than with them." Okay? Because if you don't do what we want you to do, we're going to deal worse with you. And that's the way evil is. Is they don't care what you think. They're going to do what they want to do, no matter what you think. Okay? And that's something that we really need to look at, and that's what we're going to be pointing out in today's Sledgehammer Show. Okay? So as we move on to the next subject, okay, so we laid the foundation on what the basis of the show is, but now we're going to get into each news story. And we're going to start it off with a scripture to show why the Sledgehammer Show is different than any other podcast that deals with news and current events. Okay, so there's a lot out there that say they love, they say they love Jesus, and you know, they don't bring up, they don't understand the word. So in Isaiah, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 5:20, woe to those that call evil good and good evil, who change darkness into light and light into darkness, who change bitter into sweet and sweet into bitter. So what this is saying at the end of the day is evil will be called good, like what we saw in Sodom and Gomorrah, in Sodom there, and good will be called evil. Okay, so this is a major thing that we need to understand, because this is what's going on. This is truly the main prophecy that the world is experiencing right now. So let's look at this story. Police can arrest parents for not paying for their child's sex transition. So say you're a parent and your kid has been misled by their school and their demonic thing. If you're a boy, you should be a girl. If you're a girl, you should be a boy, or non-binary, or whatever garbage they're filling the kids' heads lives with. And you know, this happens with adults too. And you get with the bad crowd and you can get filled with such garbage. But what, you know, we're looking at that Isaiah scripture where evil will be called good and good will be called evil. Okay, so you don't agree with your boy wanting to become a girl. So now in England, you can be put in jail. You can be arrested for not paying for your child's transition. Okay, let's say you don't have the money. Okay, let's say you fully don't agree with this. That, okay, when the kid's 18, you kick him out of kick him or her out of the house, and you let them decide what they want to do. Okay, but anybody under 18, if you know, let's say in here in America, if you can't drink and you can't and you can't drink, or you can go to war for your nation at 18, then you can decide for yourself if you want to be a, you know, change your sex. But in England, you know, let's look at this. Legal experts warn it's now abuse not to abuse your child. An expert in the law who multiple times has testified before Congress on various legal disputes said the United Kingdom is going to extreme now, making it abuse not to abuse your child. He said there is an interpretation put forward by police in the UK which provides that parents who refuse to use the alternative pronouns for their children or refuse to pay for their transitioning could criminally be prosecuted. So we're looking at that, criminally be prosecuted for not paying for your five-year-old's transition, or not using that fake pronoun stuff. I mean, do you know what an adverb is? Do you know what a conjunction is? But you know what pronouns are now? So this is just, you know, garbage. And now, like I said, as we're talking about this forcing their agenda down our throats, okay? Now in California, well, we're going to look at this story, because now in California, what we're looking at is making people scared. Making people scared. Okay, California school district suspends kids for 5 days for misgendering trans students. A California school district suspended two children for 5 days as their misgendering incident took place, and then subjected them to training called restorative justice. The former principal, Jennifer Earle, described two students who misgendered a transgender student and then ran away as the teacher attempted to correct them. I suspended two students for 5 days each today and will be conducting restorative justice with students and teachers for misgendering. So now what they're doing is they want the kids to be scared. I'm going to be suspended. This is going to happen to me. So they're forcing, just like in Genesis 19, bring those men out. We want to have sex with them. Bring those men out. We want to have sex with them. Okay? In Genesis 19:5, you know. So what they're trying to do is force them. And we'll deal worse with you than with them. Okay? So now, in this story, they're going to suspend. They're suspending the two students. So now it's on their permanent record. They've been suspended for misgendering. You know, this total lie. But what they're doing is they want you to be scared. They want you to be scared. They want the kids to be scared. They want the parents to be scared. I'm going to be arrested for not paying for my child's sex transition. Okay, I have other children. Okay, I better call Barbara, because he wants to be a girl because the school has been teaching him garbage and sending all this garbage down his throat. Okay, so now you're worried at home. Okay, I got three other children. And Bob wants to be Barbara. Okay, I better pay for their sex transition. And then California should just go into the ocean anyway. But, they come home. I've been suspended for not calling Bob Barbara, because that was their pronoun, and I don't know what a pronoun is. Okay, so now the kids are scared, and the parents are scared, and they say, just do what they tell you to do. Just do what they tell you to do. You know, so this goes back to the Isaiah scripture. In the end of days, evil will be called good, and good will be called evil. Okay, let's move on to our next subject. Outside of heaven are those that practice falsehood. Revelation 22:15. Outside of the homosexuals, those involved with the occult and with drugs, with the sexually immoral, murderers, idol worshippers, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. So let's see what this is talking about. Let's see what news item this week deals with this subject. Okay, with falsehood. Growing number of bank customers are reporting unexpected account closures. A growing number of bank customers are having their accounts shut down without much warning or explanation, leaving them without access to their money. The banks do this when they suspect some form of bank fraud. But experts say the majority of cases, no fraud is ever found, leaving the customers wonder, why me? Okay, so they're just lying because they know when there's fraud going on. Okay, so let's see what goes on. Bank of America told me it was shutting down. Bank of America told me it was shut down. They refused to give me an explanation. They told me I would get my money after it was resolved, said Nohari, which he says he was told would take 10 to 20 days. Okay, so let's pause there for a second. Imagine if somebody took all your money, all your funding, and you didn't have money. Your credit cards were on hold for 10 to 20 days. Do you have enough money in your home to pay for your gas for 20 days? You have enough money in your home or food in your home to last 20 days? And then look at the next part here. It said, all of a sudden, I find out that I'm broke. I can't feed my family and I can't pay any expenses. A writer with more than 43,000 Twitter followers tweeted about his experience. So the bank, let's go to the, is the bank is doing what it said here, practicing falsehood. So the guy has 43,000 Twitter followers. Might the bank be not liking that he's a Christian? So what I highly recommend is having enough finances, enough cash in your home, you know, to get by for a month, okay? Well, you don't have enough, a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. I understand, but at least have some money so, you know, gas, you have cash for gas, okay? And, you know, buy extra food when you can, but always have, you know, money on hand because they're practicing falsehood, okay? And like I said, this is a twofold prophecy. In the end, evil will be called good, and good will be called evil. And then now, those that are practicing falsehood. Practicing falsehood, okay? All of a sudden, I was broke, and then, you know, he put something on Twitter that the bank didn't like. So the bank said, we're going to shut you down. Oh, it's bank fraud. We have to investigate it. That's a bunch of baloney, and you know that. Okay, it's a game, and it's evil. So one, don't use Bank of America. Okay, that was one of the ones that was bailed out. Okay, supposedly bailed out. But really, you know, take a look at, you know, how you live your lives. Because as evil grows, you know, 10 to 20 days without funding. And then the other part to think about is also this. A lot of people have direct deposit. So having to stop your direct deposit with accounting, okay, at your job, you know, it's a convenience. It's something that many people love. But consider this. You know, now this is a twofold thing because we started out with the homosexual, okay, in England, you know, not wanting to pay for your child's transition, okay. Then the 5-day suspension of the kids in California. Okay, so it's putting all this worry in our minds, and now you're on social media and you post a meme, something you thought was funny, okay, to you, the people that are on your page. Now the bank finds out that you said something against the homosexuals, and now they close your account. Now for 20 days you can't get your money, you can't even take your money out of the bank. It's frozen for 20 days, so you got nothing. So now you're worried, okay, I can't put a funny on my Twitter feed. You know, I can't pass, you know, or somebody else put something on my Twitter feed. Would that cause me to have my account shut down? Okay, so now the banks are doing evil things. You know, this is the end of days, everybody. And this is the game that they're playing. Okay, now we move to the next part. This is, you know, they're trying to remove everything that was good is now being called evil. In Genesis 3:6, we have the first reference of the word husband, or ish. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it had a pleasing appearance, and that the tree was desirable for making one wise, she took some of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Okay? In the New American Standard Bible, the NASB, the word husband appears 124 times. The word wife appears in that same translation 364 times. What if somebody were to try to get rid of the title husband or title of wife? What if somebody were to try to make that illegal to call somebody a husband or a wife? So we're looking at something twofold here, that somebody is trying to get rid of the titles husband or wife, but the broader picture that we need to look at here is that they're going to try to get rid of the Bible. They're going to try to get rid of the Bible, because if they change the titles husband and wife, and this book that they hate called the Bible has throughout it the title wife, referring to a woman, 364 times, then they're going to outlaw that book. Okay, so let's get to the news story. House Democrat seeks to House Democrat seeks to eliminate husband and wife from federal law. Look at that again, everybody. Look at that again. House Democrat seeks to eliminate the title husband and wife from federal law. Representative Julia Brownlee, a Democrat from California, has introduced the Amend the Code for Marriage Equality Act to update federal laws, saying that although the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the Hodges, same-sex couples have the right to marry, there are many instances where the U.S. Code does not respect that constitutional right. So what she's talking about there's many places in the Constitution, you know, that talk about husband or wife. So what this demonically possessed representative from California is talking about is eliminating those words, husband and wife, from federal law. So what, because our laws were based on the scriptures. So the word husband is in the Bible 124 times. The word wife is in the Bible 364 times. So now this person, this demonocrat from California, is trying to remove the titles husband and wife from federal law. So this is something that we truly need to look at, because like I said, let's run how we presented the show this week so far. You're worrying about your other children, so you pay for your child's sex transition, but you didn't want to. Well, you didn't want to use the pronouns, but you're worried about your other children getting abducted by social services. Then the California district suspends kids for 5 days for misgendering a student. So you tell your child, just do what they tell you to do, okay? So your child does what they tell you to do, them to do, so because they're afraid. Then we looked at, you know, you're putting something on a Twitter feed that the bank doesn't like. So the bank said lies, you know, and it's outright lying, because when you don't fear God, you do whatever you want. You steal, you lie, you covet, you dishonor parents, you do all sorts of things like that because you don't fear God. You don't fear God. So this person, so the banks don't fear God, okay? So they're saying there's fraud in your account.
Right.
There's no fraud. Because they've proven that, in the majority of the cases, there is zero fraud. Zero, you know, anything like that. So this person had 43,000 Twitter followers, gets their bank account frozen, and all their money frozen. Then we now look at this demonocrat from California wanting to eliminate the terms husband and wife. So now, look, they're going to try to remove the Bible, everybody. It's coming. You know that for sure. It's coming. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so this part, okay, the next story, this is part of this story here, where the many instances in U.S. code does not respect that constitutional right. So there's many parts in our code that talk about a husband or wife on the federal level. Now more than ever, with an extreme Supreme Court and state legislators rolling back the rights of the LGBTQ community, it is imperative that Congress show its commitment to supporting equality, she added. Okay, so she's adding more garbage. You know, it's just, it is pure, utter falsehood, lies, and they want to remove what a husband and wife is. Let's go to our next part. Revelation 6, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a voice from among the four living beings say, 2 pounds of wheat for a day's wages. Okay, so what we're talking about here in this next news grouping is a day's wages for a loaf of bread. A day's wages for a loaf of bread. Okay, so what we're looking at here is something very important. I highly recommend you pay attention to this. Store food while you still can, because 2.4 billion people already do not have enough food as this new global famine accelerates. Global food supplies just keep getting even tighter, and global hunger has risen to extremely alarming levels. People on the other side of the world are literally starving to death as I write this article. But most of us in the Western world simply do not care about the millions that are deeply suffering because the mainstream media hardly ever talks about what is happening. Okay, so let's go on to the rest of the story a little bit. But the truth is that we are feeling the impact of global food crisis too. As I warned my readers repeatedly, this is from Mike Snyder, the primary way that this crisis would manifest itself in wealthy countries during the early stages would be through higher food prices, and that is precisely what we are witnessing. On Friday, I went to the grocery store, and a small bag of chips that I can once buy on sale for 99 cents now has a regular price of $5.99 stamped on it. Okay, so this famine, everybody, is war, famine, and plague. The fourth seal is coming. Okay, now a bag of chips that would be on sale for 99 cents is now regularly stamped at $5.99. Okay, I'm sure everybody's noticed the food prices are skyrocketing. So if a bag of chips from a potato is costing this much, okay, everything else is skyrocketing, okay, because Messiah Yeshua told us that in the end of days, it will cost you a day's wages for a loaf of bread. So if a bag of chips is costing $6, everything else is going to be costing exponentially that much more. So get ready for bad things to come. Now, that was one example. Now, this past week, or maybe it was a little bit of the ending of last week, the Northeast got really hit with some heavy storms. tremendous amount of rain, tremendous amount of flooding. The areas of Vermont have been hammered by flooding this month. Many farmers have completely lost all their crops. So what did the prophecy say? A day's wages for a loaf of bread. So now we have in Vermont, all the crops up there being lost. Okay, so there's that food being lost. You have other places where rain was heavy and people and farmers lost their crops. Okay, so we need to look at all this because prophecy is happening. And the reason prophecy is happening is because we don't want to go back to following the Word of God. But this is why this show shows you the prophecy and gives you the reason that this is happening. So now in Vermont, they've completely lost many of their crops. For us, it is kind of over until we can replant. Okay, now in your southern states, such as North Carolina and South, you can plant a second time, and you know, and even in real, you might even be able to plant a third planting in some of the real southern states. But in the Northeast, you have to wait till next year to replant. She says the flooding was a total crop loss for everyone at the Interval, and at her farm has already lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. We have just totaled what we lost, what was in the field, about $250,000 in produce. That does not include what we cannot plant for the next month. Okay, so they lost all this money. Where are they going to recoup all this money? They got mortgages to pay. The banks don't care. BlackRock doesn't care. So that affects them directly. But what it affects is us, because the food is not there. So because that supply is gone, that means the supply of other things, okay, the demand for that goes up. That means the price goes up. Because when your demand is high, your price is high. When the demand is low, the price is low. So they lost the crops, which is bad. They lost the money, which is bad for them. The banks are going to want their money, so they're going to foreclose on their farms. So it's this cascading effect of the raindrop. The cascading effect of the raindrop. So to top that all off in our last story, I know it's a little bit shorter of a show. We've had some issues with our air conditioning unit, so that's why our good friend Ben Jimenez is not here this week. So now there's a massive swarm of grasshoppers, okay, eating up the crops that haven't been devastated by drought, rain. I mean, what's also important about this story, a couple of things. This swarm of grasshoppers was so large, it was seen on the weather radar. Okay? That's how large the swarm of grasshoppers was, that it was seen on the weather radar. And, you know, it came up as a storm. Okay? But it wasn't a storm of weather, it was a storm of grasshoppers. And grasshoppers eat up everything. Grasshoppers eat up everything. So everything that's going to be in their path, they're going to eat every tree, every plant, any farm. Okay? So now, look at the way that I put the show together for us this week. You know, it's very important that you understand what is going on. So we started out with worrying about, you know, paying for your child's sex transition. Okay? If you don't agree with calling your kid a boy or a girl, okay, you have other children and you worry about them. Then kids are being suspended for not using the right pronoun for some student that's lost their mind. Then we went to banks closing your account because you are proclaiming the gospel. Okay, and they don't like that, so they hold your money which is illegal for 20 days, saying that it's fraud. Then we went to this person wanting to remove the titles husband and wife from federal law. Everything that was good will be called evil, and everything that's evil will be called good. Then we talked about this, day's wages for food. Okay? Then, you know, the rest of the world is suffering right now. Then we talked about a bag of potato chips that was 99 cents is now $6. Then we had flooding in Vermont, losing all the crops up there. Then, you know, they lost their crops, they lost their money, they're going to lose their farm, and then they're going to be homeless. And it's another problem. Then we have this final story. A swarm of grasshoppers so big out in Utah, out in the mid, you know, that's towards the west, okay, and it's moving into the Midwest, where there's crops of food. Okay, the grasshopper swarm was so big it was picked up on weather radar, thinking it was a storm. Okay, so these are things that we really need to look at, because God the Father Jehovah and Yeshua the Messiah told us about these things in Revelation. Yeshua told us about this in Matthew 24. Okay, the increased distance from the Torah, the love of many will grow cold because increased distance from the Torah. Okay, things are happening rapidly. Okay, and like I said, we go back to this one part here. The picture that I chose for this of them clamoring at Lot's door. At Lot's door. Okay? They didn't care whether or not those men were homosexuals or not. What they cared about is they just wanted to do what they wanted to do. So you've been listening to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show. Until next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom, this is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to The Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture, truly the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend the day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into his eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of his kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with the reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.